rubber game of the series between the Angels and Red Sox. Mike Trout ready for this one. Pick up the action, fourth inning, scoreless game. Angelton Simmons at the dish facing Rick Porcello.
Here's the next pitch. That's lined into left center field. That ball's hit well out in left center field. And that ball is out of here in left center field. Simmons goes deep again here in this series. He did it last night. He does it his second time up today. It's 1-0 Angels. Here's the pitch, and that one is clobbered into left center field, and it is gone. That ball was hit well over 400 feet by Hanley Ramirez, a no-doubter. And the Red Sox, they have their first lead of the day. It's 2-1, 434 feet out there to left center. And here's Trout swinging at a pitch. He hits one high and deep into right center. Out of here! Just like that, Mike Trout has tied up the ball game. 3-2 Angels here in the ninth. One out, one on. The pitch. Here's a ball chopped to short. This could do it. Flip to second one. Relay to first. Double play. Ball game over. Angels hold on and come away with the victory.
Bud Norris with his 15th save as the Angels take the series finale by a 3-2 final. Parker Bridwell gets the win, allowing two runs in seven frames. Angelton Simmons, two hits, an RBI, and a run scored. Rick Porcello, a complete game loss, allowing three runs. The Angels win the rubber game of their series with the Red Sox. Manager Mike Socia spoke after.
First thing, Parker did a great job of commanding counts, and he made his pitches all afternoon. Couple mistakes he just didn't quite get where he wanted to, but outside of that, you couldn't ask for a much better game. I think fifth they scored with two outs, and then the mistake, the little cutter over the middle of the plate to Hanley Ramirez that went for a home run. But he made his pitches. It was warm out there too, and that's a strong seven innings. You kind of take Angelton Simmons for granted, but, I don't know if there's a better shortstop that we've seen this year. This guy is so steady. He's making a spectacular play, the routine play. He makes every play look easy. He caught a couple pop-ups that were tough plays. He's a big part of not only Parker Bridwell this afternoon, but if you look at some of our pitchers and they've really been performing well. I think there's a direct correlation to our defense. Our defense has been terrific.
Speaking of pitching, your bullpen was lights out this whole series. How impressed have you been with what they've been able to do?
The whole year. We're hopefully clawing our way back and getting into this race, and we wouldn't even be talking about that if you weren't talking about the guys in the pen and the great job they've done, and we're going to need that to continue. Blake Parker or Parker Bridwell? None of us saw him throw. Ever saw him throw a ball. We had heard about him. I know that Billy Epler was excited when we had an opportunity to get him because he saw the upside, and you're seeing that right now. He's figured some things out. I think he's made some great adjustments and used this experience to move forward. But we had no expectations because we just had a report on what his stuff was like and some of the things he does when he's going well. We had no idea. Right now every win's going to be important, but you have to focus on the process still. We played well these last two nights because we did some things we needed to do, particularly on the mound. We bent a little bit, didn't break. We got things done. For us to reach our goal, that process has to stay in place. So the fact that, we're pitching well, we're catching the ball, that's a great beginning. We need to start swinging the bats, and I think you're going to start to see some things go our way if we can let our pitchers pitch a little bit without their backs being against the wall. So, yeah, everyone's going to be important. This is a great series win after losing the first game, but we're looking towards Tuesday now.
Mike, what do you say about this team? You've had seven series against teams with winning records. You'd be the
Well, we've been a little bit inconsistent, but what it says, I think, that when we're playing our game and doing things we can do, we can definitely play with the best teams in baseball. But there's an asterisk there because this season is a test of 162 games over, 6 months. So those inconsistencies, you can't just weed them out. We need to play better baseball, particularly in the offensive end. And I think if we do that, then a lot of our game starts to fall into place. We can get into our base running, things that are really a plus for us. But I don't know if you can just weed it out against these teams or those teams. The fact of the matter is you need to play good baseball every time you take the field and every night you take the field if you're going to have success in the major leagues. And we've been a little spotty at that this year. I think if you're an optimist, you're going to say encouraging. And if you're, the glass is half empty, you're going to be frustrated. I think what we see is very tangible. We know where we need to improve. So looking at our record or saying this should happen or that should happen, it's not going to serve much of a purpose now. We need to get better on the offensive end if we're going to make the push we want to make. So There's no reason to feel frustrated. There's no reason to feel optimistic. We know what we need to do. So we have guys that have historically swung the bats well that right now are struggling. We saw Louis Valbuena give it a big hit tonight, this afternoon. We need some of these things to fall into place. And once they fall into place, I think there's every reason in the world to be optimistic about where we can go. But right now, we need to get better.
Mike, did you consider letting Parker pitch a little bit further, considering he ran at 78 pitches?
This wasn't as much about pitch count as it was a number of things. Some matchup issues. Parker also, really just starting to get into his length as a starter as far as taking the ball every fifth day. He got to a great point of the game. He had a great outing. It was really hot out there, so I think those 78 pitches were more probably played a little bit up than it looked. And he was a little frothy coming out of the game, so it was a good time.
And is it characteristic of him to attack the zone so much as much as he
did? Yes, I think that's his talent. He's got really late life on all his pitches. He throws strikes. He hits good spots, spins the ball well. And so I think as he gains confidence, you're seeing a guy that is getting an opportunity to do something. He's kind of learning on the fly how to be a major league starter. But he's confident. This kid's got great makeup. He's not afraid to go out there and challenge hitters. And he's making good pitches and getting good results. Andrelton is swinging the bat as well as obviously we've seen, and probably driving the ball as well as he did when he first came up with Atlanta. But he's more than that. He's using the whole field. He's having a great offensive year. So the home runs are great, but this guy's gotten key hit after key hit and playing Gold Glove shortstop. So he's really important to us.
Up next, the Angels begin a series on the road against the Indians on Tuesday.